The tech world is buzzing today as a major player announces significant workforce reductions, all in the name of artificial intelligence. We're talking about thousands of jobs, a clear signal of where the industry's priorities are shifting, and the intense investment required to stay competitive in the AI race. This isn't just about efficiency. It's a strategic pivot that will reshape one of the largest tech companies on the planet. We'll also dive into executive departures at another AI giant, a groundbreaking open quantum AI model, and Google's latest mathematical marvel. This is TSL Bite-Sized, your daily AI news brief for Sunday, April 19th, 2026. Let's get into it. Our top story today comes from Meta Platforms, which is reportedly preparing to cut approximately 10% of its global workforce, impacting around 8,000 employees starting in May. According to reports from bmmagazine.co.uk and O'Daily, these significant redundancies are a direct consequence of Mark Zuckerberg's aggressive strategy to pour hundreds of billions of dollars into artificial intelligence development. This move follows closely on the heels of Meta's recent AI breakthroughs, with the company citing AI investments as a key driver for this extensive restructuring. The layoffs are not expected to be a one-time event, with further reductions anticipated later in 2026, signaling a sustained shift in the company's operational focus and resource allocation.
For listeners, this underscores the profound impact AI is having on corporate strategy, demonstrating that even established tech behemoths are willing to undertake massive organizational changes to prioritize AI innovation and maintain their competitive edge in a rapidly evolving landscape. This strategic pivot highlights the intense pressure on tech companies to reallocate resources towards cutting-edge AI research and development, even if it means significant workforce adjustments. Shifting gears to another AI powerhouse, OpenAI is experiencing a significant leadership shakeup and product restructuring. According to ET, Enterprise AI, and Gadget.com, key executives Kevin Weil and Bill Peebles have stepped down from their roles amidst a broader overhaul of the company's product lineup. This restructuring aims to create a more unified ecosystem for OpenAI's offerings and enhance its competitive stance against rivals in the rapidly expanding AI market. The departures are also linked to changes in research projects, with Gadget.com specifically mentioning impacts on initiatives like Sora, their text-to-video model, and OpenAI for Science. This internal realignment suggests OpenAI is consolidating its efforts and refining its strategic direction, potentially streamlining its research and development pipeline to focus on core products and services.
The move indicates a strategic effort to optimize resources and ensure that the company's various AI projects are better integrated and aligned with its overarching business objectives. In a significant leap for hybrid quantum classical computing, NVIDIA AI has released Ising, the first open quantum AI model family. As reported by MarkTech Post, this groundbreaking development provides researchers with an open-source framework to explore the synergy between quantum and classical computing paradigms. The Ising model family is designed to facilitate advancements in areas where quantum mechanics can offer computational advantages, particularly in complex optimization problems and scientific simulations. This release underscores NVIDIA's commitment to fostering innovation in the nascent field of quantum AI, making sophisticated tools accessible to a wider research community. By providing an open platform, NVIDIA aims to accelerate the development of algorithms and applications that leverage the unique capabilities of quantum processors alongside conventional AI techniques. This initiative is crucial for pushing the boundaries of what's possible in computational science, potentially unlocking solutions to problems currently intractable for classical computers alone. Meanwhile, Google has made remarkable strides in autonomous agentic math research with its new AI, Alethea.
InfoQ reports that Alethea, powered by Gemini 3 DeepThink, successfully solved 6 out of 10 novel mathematical problems in the challenging first proof competition. Even more impressively, Alethea achieved an approximate 91.9% score on the IMO proof bench, a benchmark for mathematical proof discovery. This achievement signals a significant shift in the landscape of automated research-level proof discovery, demonstrating the AI's ability to operate without direct human intervention in complex mathematical reasoning. The development of Alethea represents a major breakthrough, pushing the boundaries of what AI can accomplish in abstract problem solving and potentially accelerating scientific discovery across various fields. This autonomous capability could revolutionize how mathematicians approach complex conjectures and theorems, offering a powerful new tool for generating and verifying proofs. In a quick hit, Anthropic has launched its newest flagship AI model, Claude Opus 4.7, alongside a new visual creation tool called Claude Design. According to UPIA News, Claude Design is engineered to transform text prompts into polished app prototypes and slide decks, directly challenging established players like Figma and Canva. Before I let you go, keep an eye on how Meta's significant workforce restructuring impacts its AI product roadmap and timelines. We'll also be watching for further details on the specific projects affected by the OpenAI executive departures and how their unified ecosystem strategy unfolds. That is TSL, bite-sized for Sunday, April 19th, 2026. We covered Meta's massive AI-driven layoffs, OpenAI's executive shifts, NVIDIA's Open Quantum AI, and Google's Math Solving AI. Find the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts for your daily dose of AI news. See you tomorrow.